Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, April 5th, 2024. A San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested, accused of being a member of an outlaw motorcycle gang and possessing a machine gun, silencers, grenade launcher, stolen gun, and destructive devices. According to the Sheriff's Department, in January 2024, the Gangs and Narcotics Division began an investigation into Deputy Christopher Bingham, 45, a resident of 29 Palms, and his association with a local outlaw motorcycle gang. During the investigation, it was learned that Bingham rode and socialized with several members of the gang. On Saturday, March 23rd, Bingham was observed riding his motorcycle with two gang members in Riverside County. With the assistance of the CHP, a traffic stop was conducted on Bingham and the two gang members. Deputies say a search of Bingham revealed a loaded, unregistered firearm, and Bingham was arrested and booked at the Smith Correctional Facility in Banning. Investigators conducted a search warrant on Bingham's home in the 7200 block of Adobe Road and report finding approximately 160 firearms, including a fully automatic assault rifle with a grenade launcher. Investigators also located destructive devices, silencers, gang paraphernalia, and a stolen Sheriff's Department shotgun. Bingham was one of the owners of O3 Tactical, a gun store in 29 Palms that has since closed. On Thursday, the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office filed multiple felony charges against Bingham and issued an arrest warrant. The charges are possession of a machine gun, possession of a short-barreled rifle, grand theft of a firearm, possession of a stolen firearm, possession of a destructive device, possession of silencers, and participation in a criminal street gang. At about 1 p.m. on Thursday, investigators from the sheriff's office arrested Bingham. He was booked at the West Valley Detention Center where, as of this morning, he is being held on $500,000 bail. And Sheriff Shannon Dykus said, "The actions of this deputy are alarming and inexcusable. He not only tarnishes his badge, but also undermines the integrity and credibility of the entire department." After threatening a former employer, a violent felon was arrested for investigation into parole violations and possession of drugs. On April 3rd, the Morongo Basin Sheriff's Station was notified of threats made by a suspect identified as Kenneth Ames, 48, of Yucca Valley. Deputies say Ames was recently fired from a job and had been threatening and harassing former employees. Though the harassment itself was not enough to merit contact with Ames, he was found to be wanted on a misdemeanor warrant related to driving on a suspended license. Ames has been arrested several times on charges of drugs, possession of weapons, and making criminal threats in the last 10 years. Deputies conducted a parole check on Ames at his residence in the 7000 block of Murray Lane in Yucca Valley, where they detained him for the active warrant. They report finding replica guns, which violate his parole, in addition to suspected methamphetamine. Kenneth Ames was arrested on suspicion of possession of controlled substances and violating felony parole and is being held at the West Valley Detention Center without bail. The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors will be holding a special meeting tonight in Covington Park's multipurpose room. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart has the meeting's agenda for us today.
The board will be meeting in closed session to discuss the general manager position of the CSD. The board has recently attempted hiring a new general manager, yet the search continues. In the meantime, the CSD's administrative manager, Brittany Chavez, is holding the position as interim GM until the board finds the perfect fit. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Theater 29 debuts its new show, the Broadway smash Daddy Long Legs, this weekend. And it opens tonight at 6 p.m. with a sold-out show. But you can still catch performances tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas joins us with a look at the new show and its unique casting.
Theater 29 announces the cast of its upcoming production of the literary musical Daddy Long Legs, the heartwarming story of Jerusha Abbott, the oldest orphan in the John Grier home, who receives an unexpected opportunity to attend college thanks to a mysterious benefactor. The catch? Jerusha must correspond with her unnamed benefactor through monthly letters without any expectation of a response. She invents a persona for him, Daddy Long Legs. In an unusual double casting are Eliana Hicks and Leon McNeltier in the role of Jerusha Abbott, and Graham Cooley and Jericho McNulty are portraying Jervis Pendleton. In an entirely sung musical, meaning no dialogue, the players will be rotating their appearances in the interests of keeping voices protected and ensuring the experience is different every time. Daddy Long Legs is suitable for all audiences and will run for 2 weekends only, April 5th through 14th. Tickets are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
Our local veteran nonprofit Milltree will be hosting a 6 p.m. reading tonight at the Joshua Tree VFW featuring the award-winning Brian O'Hare, the veteran author of the story collection Surrender, out now from Syracuse University Press. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart sat down to chat with O'Hare about his fascinating story behind Surrender's stories.
Born in Pittsburgh, the son of a Marine pilot, O'Hare went into the Naval Academy from 84 to 88 before going headfirst into the Marine Corps as a supply officer, doing stints in Camp Lejeune, Okinawa, and the Persian Gulf War. After leaving the service, O'Hare had a brief acting career until 2015 when he finally decided to start writing short stories as homework for something longer form.
Like, a world came out of it, like, characters were recurring, and then I was like, oh wait, these are all kind of, this is a world, a unified world.
Yeah.
And so then, probably 7-8 years after that, I won Syracuse University Press's Veterans Writing Award.
Oh, that's incredible.
I have to say, it's for veterans, anybody out there, Marines listening, who have any sort of thoughts of this, one, I would say, absolutely do it. It's transforming.
In Surrender, O'Hare addresses the inherent mythology of the military while finding ways to subvert society's expectations of the veteran stereotype while developing a new archetype in its wake. At tonight's event, he'll read The Mail Thief, a story about a dysfunctional relationship between a lieutenant and a lance corporal who keeps stealing the lieutenant's mail, a federal crime. Yet the lance corporal is a kid from the Bronx with nothing to read to pass the time, and the lieutenant's magazines he's pilfering represent the unattainable outside world. While the lieutenant is played for a fool, he appreciates the young corporal's nerve.
But the thing that I like about that story, especially for, you know, somebody who's a Marine, a former Marine officer like me, is that people have an expectation based on those archetypes, the kind of book that Surrender is and the kind of stories that I will be telling. Because, again, it's so, again, in my thing of reconciling the mythology with the reality, I like how the story The Mail Thief subverts, again, these ideas of, like, leadership, the stereotypical or the archetypical, like, tough Marine and the alpha dog and the officer and enlisted relationship. And also, too, it subverts the idea of, like, what is a war story?
The Milltree Brian O'Hare reading is at 6 p.m. and free to the public tonight at the VFW Post 7264, located at 6402 Veterans Way in Joshua Tree. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
If it's the first Saturday of the month, then it's time for another community breakfast at the Copper Mountain Mesa Community Center. The all-volunteer staff invites you to enjoy all your breakfast favorites and locally roasted coffee from Desert Rat Roasters tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Community Center, located at 65336 Winters Road in North Joshua Tree. The 10th annual Wolf Walk in Pioneertown is happening tomorrow. The popular event is a fundraiser for the Joshua Tree No-Kill Shelter, and its main event is a dog walk down Pioneertown's main street. Everyone is invited to the event, though participating dogs and their walkers will need to register the morning of the event. There will be a small registration fee. In addition to the walk, there will be a number of raffles, live and silent auctions, and food vendors. The fun begins at 10 a.m. at the Pioneertown Wild West Theater. The walk begins at 11 a.m., and the fun runs all day long. Snake wrangler Danielle Wall will have a demonstration at noon. Bunny and Claude, a.k.a. Jessica Von Rabbit, and DJ ZJ Lee will perform at 1 p.m. An art show and art market featuring work from local homeschooled students is happening tomorrow in 29 Palms. Automotive Gallery's Spring Art Days is an annual art market. Mandolin music will be provided by Mark Ross. Come meet some fine young artists at this family-friendly show at the Automotive Gallery, located at 6540 National Park Drive, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Blood supplies are low in the Morongo Basin, and Livestream will be holding a blood drive tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the 29 Palms Farmers Market, held at Freedom Plaza in 29 Palms. Healthy individuals at least 15 years of age may donate blood. Donors receive a free mini-physical. Please set an appointment by calling Livestream at 1-800-879-4484 or visiting lstream.org. And finally, in a cross-town track and field meet, the Yucca Valley Trojans hosted the 29 Palms Wildcats at a windy meet yesterday. Both Wildcats teams came out ahead, with the girls' score 90-20, while the boys' score was 102-13. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.